25th year.
Today, this is not a mirage. This is actually going into your ears and therefore into your brains. The voices of Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen getting at it. We are working at work to try to make sense of some of the things that are going on in the world, like the story from California that has been bouncing around for a couple of days. The retirement home defending Jennifer, the nurse that refused to perform CPR on the elderly woman who died. I don't know, Michael, if you've got that. I forgot to ask you if you have the audio. We had it yesterday, but not in this hour. So if you have it, it'd be interesting to hear the back and forth between the nurse and 911. This woman was 87 years old. She collapsed in the dining room at this retirement home, was barely breathing when the nurse placed the call into 911, and the dispatcher pleaded with the nurse to help the woman. The nurse said no, it was against policy, she'd lose her job. So it was more important to this woman
to follow the rules.
Right, to lose this woman's life, the older woman, than to get fired for not doing what she was supposed to do.
What was interesting is that the 911 agent kept saying, this is a human thing. Is there someone else? Is there someone else there who will do this? Is there another patient? Is there a gardener? Mm-hmm. Is there anybody that will administer CPR to this woman?
So the name to remember for those of you who are in California that might be tempted to send a person in your family to a home run by Glenwood Gardens, you perhaps might want to rethink that. Glenwood Gardens, where they let their patients and inhabitants die.
And a lot of people are confused. I mean, I actually posted on this on social media yesterday, and a lot of people were talking about how maybe she had a do not resuscitate. That's not the point. No. The lady didn't have a do not resuscitate because this was like a place. This wasn't necessarily like
It
was a retirement community. It wasn't necessarily like a skilled nursing facility.
Right. Yeah.
But the daughters come out of this woman and said that she was a nurse once and she understands and that they followed protocol. I just don't know, as a human being, have we lost all of the sense of trying to help people and in favor of rules and lawsuits?
Yep.
And
yes. The answer to that question
very sad.
Is yes. We have lost it because we have a bunch of people who run the country whose philosophy is, if you're old, you're no good. And let's make sure we push them all out. You've heard these conversations from politicians and bureaucrats who suggest very openly that people who are this age aren't worth bothering with. It's so much trash. Throw it out on the heap. So that's what you got. Yes, Jennifer, that's exactly.
I mean, whether it saved her or not, it's the action of trying to help somebody and just not let them go away.
It's the lesson that is, again, with so many other things that are going on in our country, not what we used to, not what we plan on, and not really what America is all about or has been all about. America has changed so much in the past 10, 12, 14 years. So cold, so callous, so calculating, so all about me, so all about money. And it's just not the same place. It really isn't. It's not the same country I grew up in. And you're a lot younger than I am, and it's not even the same country you've grown up in. It is a cold place to be old.
And it's a me society. You know, we've turned into, we've got to cover ourselves first. We've got to do, and don't worry. I mean, to a point, I understand we have to take care of ourselves before we take care of anybody else. But that's a little extreme, letting someone just...
It's a very strong comment on the reality of people who think that they are smarter than, better than, and more in charge than anybody else. And you know what? They seem to be proving that every day. It's a really disgusting reality on what ought to be a more appropriate way of handling it. If somebody's in trouble, you help them. End of story. Here's another problem. Same kind of thing that we seem to be seeing way too much of, more bullying, and a 12-year-old boy in Philadelphia dies because of it. His name is Bailey O'Neill. His birthday was Saturday. Had been in a coma, suffering from seizures, died after being taken off life support. Family says he was jumped by two classmates during a recess, suffered a concussion, broken nose, began suffering from seizures the next day, placed in a medically induced coma. The students who attacked him were suspended for 2 days. And then they went back to school. What the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell? Mm. Just another example. I mean, we've got a couple of downers.
Two in a row.
All right, let's talk about the richest person in the world. Carlos Slim. What an interesting name.
Carlos Slim, huh?
He's been on the list before. Forbes magazine comes out with its world's richest list every year. This guy is on the top of the list for the fourth year in a row, worth $73 billion. And that's an increase, by the way, of $4 billion from last year. Good for him. Things are going well. Bill Gates in second position, $67 billion. The clothier Amancio Ortega. I don't even know what he's connected to.
I don't know what he knows either. He must be so fancy, we don't even know.
Well, maybe we ought to look him up. Let's see who he is. Amancio Ortega. Hmm. Number three on the list of the wealthiest people in the world.
He's a designer, you say?
He's a clothing designer, and he's a Spanish clothing designer. $57 billion is his net worth. He's got more dough than Warren Buffett, who's in the fourth place, $53 billion. Mark Zuckerberg dropped off the top 10, and now he's, poor kid's only worth $13 billion.
This Ortega is the founding chairman of the Inditex Fashion Group, best known for its chain of Zara clothing and accessory retail shops.
Never heard of them. Must be European.
No, there's some here, actually.
What's their name?
Zara, Z-A-R-A.
You ever been in one?
Never.
Never heard of them. Seriously, I never heard of them before.
Yeah, I've never been in one. But it's funny, when you type in his name, he must live kind of a low-profile life, because there are some news stories, and he has a Wikipedia page, but the biggest stories are about him being the number three on the Forbes billionaire list. There you go.
Right. All right, so there's a way for, we haven't gotten to Lindsay Lohan yet, but don't worry, folks, there's something about her. There's always something about her. And another one of the Jacksons.
That should be the sitcom that we create. There's always something about
Lindsay.
There's
always something about Lindsay. I'm surprised somebody hasn't done that yet. As a matter of fact, don't you think there's must be somebody thinking about that? Waiting in the wings, as they say. It's the Good Day program. Email to Jennifer at DougStefan.com or to Doug at DougStefan.com, or you can chime in on the things that we buzz through here in this hour. 888-302-DOUG. You've heard me talk a lot about my experiences with Cardiol. Bottom line, it lowered my triglycerides and my cholesterol and has worked on bringing up the good cholesterol, which is what I need, and I'm betting a lot of you are in the same fix. This is a natural remedy that effectively and efficiently lowers your cholesterol and triglycerides in just 30 days. One capsule a day comes from Italy. Cardiol has to be tested in the raw form over there. So they do actually more in terms of purity and potency over there than we do here. So we know we're getting the right amounts of all of the key ingredients in every single capsule. There's really an interesting story to this, in that it's a combination of fish oils that have been independently tested and certified free of contaminants, not the same as the standard fish oil capsules that are made here. So, if you want to have a good combination of lots of antioxidants, well, it's kind of a multivitamin for your heart. In fact, that's really what it gets down to. Go to cardiol.net/Doug for a free 30-day trial. CARDIOL.net/Doug for a free trial. Check out the 9 ingredients. By the way, there were 10 brands that were tested against Cardiol. Cardiol came out superior to all of them in all accounts. Free 30-day trial of Cardiol. Lower your cholesterol. Pay shipping and handling. Dial 888-809-6424. Everybody who's not heard this before and you're thinking, wow, how about a 30-day free trial? That's the way you should be thinking, because anything that's free that's this good, you need to try it. And then this is a maintenance. I take it every day because I want to maintain where I am, and that's what they're counting on. And ask about their free cholesterol test kit. How you can get a free cholesterol test kit, go to cardiol.net/Doug or dial 888-809-6424.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I am what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog corn ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you, from a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
888-302-3684, the Doug Steffen Good Day Program, our review of the news. A Maryland second grader suspended after officials at the school claim he chewed his breakfast pastry into the shape of a gun.
Heard about that. Nothing like a little Pop-Tart, little gun action. But he got suspended, right?
Right, yeah.
For how long?
Right. Josh Welch suspended for 2 days following the gun pastry incident. Is at Baltimore's Park Elementary School, 7 years old, struggles with academics because of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, but excels in art, claims a different version of the story. He says that he shaped the Pop-Tart into a mountain. His father doesn't think the punishment was warranted. What in the name of God are we doing in our country?
If you're this kid's dad, are you upset about it?
Yeah.
I would be.
Yeah.
I would absolutely be.
Right. I think they were on a couple of interviews yesterday to discuss this suspension. The kid says, I didn't mean anything by it. He's 7 years old.
Right.
I draw tanks in school. I draw a lot of stuff. I like guns, but I don't make guns out of food and stuff.
Well, it's kind of like the kids that had the bubble guns in school, and they got in trouble for that, too. It's, you know, it's that fine line between being sensitive to all the violence that's been happening and then just being crazy with these kids and almost forcing them into have a weird relationship with guns.
Right, exactly. I remember what happened last month with that fifth grader in Philadelphia who was searched and reprimanded after she was seen throwing out a piece of paper that allegedly resembled a gun.
Mm-hmm.
He had to be whacked. It's really whacked. Whacked.
Listen to you sounding all mob white.
Ah, man. 20 after the hour. And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Search for a Pope has begun. You excited about this?
Yeah.
True story. Yeah, the cardinals are all starting to gather in Rome right now. Yeah. It's like a Star Trek convention, but less celibate. It's true story. Yeah, the cowboy likes it. The cowboy's like, I like it. Yeah. He showed them Catholics. Yeah. They are looking for a new pope. This is a true story. The Vatican tailor has unveiled three white papal robes for whoever the new pope is in small, medium, and large. That's a true story, yeah. Or in the event that the new pope is from America, double XL. It's going to have a drawstring and a nacho bib.
Isn't that great?
I just, I don't know if you, your people are Czechoslovakian.
Yes, or the Czech Republic, as we now call it.
Right. Well, they're not Czechoslovakian. They're not Czech Republic.
Because, well, the Czechs and the Slovaks split. They're two different countries now.
All right, so what do you call somebody who's from Czechoslovakia?
Well, you just would say when they were, yes, you would say they'd either be Slovakian now or Czech, and my people happen to be Czech.
Czech, please.
Czech, please.
Well, the Poles, who are from a country north of Czechoslovakia.
Poland.
Yes, the Poles from Poland, are hoping for a new pope who is young and has a fresh vision. In Poland, which is the most Catholic country in Europe, church membership is down by 50%. Well-educated young people are leaving the church. According to the Statistical Institute, weekly church attendance has dropped from 50% of the population to overall 34% of the population. And then you look, wasn't one of the popes recently, the one before this one was Polish, wasn't he?
Yeah, Pope John Paul was Polish.
Right, yeah. So anyway, the attention to what's going on has bothered a lot of younger people. It's got to be not only in Poland and in Europe, but all over the country. Our country, all over the world.
Yeah, in our church, at least, it's the same thing.
So all they're doing is shooting themselves in the foot with the continued, you know, the not dealing with this problem. It just seems, you know my feeling about all of this stuff. So I'm not objective. Don't claim to be. I think it's outrageous. The whole thing is just outrageous. Speaking about outrage, the ladies on The View, Barbara Walters, back for the first time yesterday in, what, 3 or 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
And they had a great, stimulating conversation about Dennis Rodman's trip to North Korea.
Former NBA star Dennis Rodman shocked a lot of people by taking a trip to North Korea, where he was wined and dined by the notorious dictator Kim Jong-un, who Rodman now calls a friend for life, even though he doesn't condone what he's done. Now, remember when there was apartheid in South Africa not that long ago?
Right.
Very few American stars would go and perform or do anything. It was the enemy. So what do you think about Dennis Rodman going?
Well, he doesn't realize, I don't think, how dangerous this man is. I don't know if he has all that information. But even Wolf Blitzer said it was a diplomatic coup for him to go. So it's a controversial subject. I mean, on the one hand, he is in North Korea with Lil' Kim, you know. But by the way, he says Lil' Kim would like it if the president would call him. What are they, 12?
No,
the president has to call him?
You should call him and discuss basketball. Hello, how are you? I know you want to wipe us out. Well, maybe not exactly, but on the other hand, how do you feel about
that? People are forgetting that they have nuclear weapons that they now say are aimed to the west coast of this country.
And they just tested on February 12th, the nuclear weapon underground, so we know that that's going on. I don't, however, think that we can maybe pigeonhole or even corner box the idea that a diplomat has to look a certain way or be a certain way. Look, if it takes Dennis Rodman to get them to chill out with all that business,
I'm not agreeing with you.
I don't think Dennis Rodman, because, you know, I think now he plays with the Harlem Globetrotters. I don't think Dennis Rodman is chilling Kim out at all. I think what Dennis Rodman is doing, he's playing basketball. I don't think the world is going to think any different of Kim Jong because Dennis Rodman was over there.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Baseball fans already know that spring training is underway. But if you've never considered traveling just to see a baseball game, here's what you should know about the process. Spring training takes place in February and March. The Grapefruit League plays in Florida, while the Cactus League practices in Arizona. The benefit as a traveler is that the weather this time of year is mild. Not only are spring training games relatively dirt cheap, but the whole experience is much more laid back. Players are approachable and willing to give autographs. In many cases, if you buy a travel package, you can get additional perks like post-game meet and greets and photo ops with some major leaguers. And hey, we know baseball isn't for everyone, but the good news is these games take place in major destination cities like Clearwater, Florida and Scottsdale, Arizona. So while the baseball fans can scope out the games and meet the players, everyone else can go take advantage of all the other activities nearby. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice, with membership starting at $99. You don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Doug Steffens, good day. Celebrating our 25th year.
This good day. It is a gift.
Let's face it, this is a very important radio program. VIP, very important program.
We're VIPers.
We are, in fact. That's Jennifer
Warren. Check your VIPers.
Yeah. Tuesday, the 5th of March, with the news in the focus. And social media has a way of dealing with the news as well. Jen, you want to bring folks up to date? Some of you may have participated. Therefore, you will become a star in a matter of moments as Jennifer goes through the responses to some of the things that we are interested in getting your pulse on. Is that a good sentence?
We have a lot of stuff cooking. We have questions. Yeah, we have, and actually, funny enough, both of them are kind of entertainment themed this time around.
Yeah.
You can chime in on both of these. We'll be looking at your responses throughout the morning. The first was from last week, actually. Joan Rivers is in trouble for a joke she made about Heidi Klum and the Holocaust. Should she be held accountable for a distasteful comment, or have we become too sensitive to what she clearly intended to be a joke? You can chime in on that, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Plus, yesterday's question. Insiders at The Tonight Show are looking at bringing in Jimmy Fallon to replace Jay Leno. Do you think this is a good move? Should Jay stay or go? Do you have a suggestion for a new Tonight Show host? Now, I found out a little insider info, Dougie. Yes. So I did a little digging in this story because we all like Jay at this program. I think I can speak for you in saying that we're fans of Jay Leno.
Right.
And, you know, I was curious to see if this was initiated by him or if this was some brilliant decision by the NBC brass that got rid of Ann Curry and, you know, the whole Today Show fiasco.
Nice job.
And, the whole Tonight Show fiasco from a few years ago with Conan.
Yep.
And so what I found is that Jay and David Letterman are both under contract until 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And people that know Jay know that his work ethic wants to stay at the show.
Right.
He absolutely does.
Yeah.
And he also doesn't want to retire before David Letterman does. Like, he wants to go out when Letterman does.
Right.
So it looks like it's NBC that wants to get him out because they're feeling the pressure from Jimmy Kimmel to get a younger audience into the Tonight Show spot. That's why they want to put Jimmy Fallon there.
Right.
Now, Jimmy Kimmel hasn't touched his ratings. He's competitive in, like, the 18 to 49 category, but he's not getting the ratings yet. Leno's still winning. So there you go.
And will continue because Kimmel's a jerk.
Well, that's my scoop. All right, so let me give you the people that we would like to see here, our friends would like to see. Jay said, not any relation to Jay Leno, this is Jay Martin, by the way, said that the show lost appeal. Long-term hosts needed whoever they pick. They need to sign a lifelong contract. He said he would like to see Robin Williams do the Tonight Show. That would be kind of fun, wouldn't it? Robin Williams, funny guy.
No, he's a one-note samba. Wouldn't be funny.
What is your problem with this question?
I'm annoyed that people would try once again to pull the rug out.
But this is if this were your world and you were casting the Tonight Show, who would you put in? This is just a what if. It doesn't mean
My world is you leave Jay Leno alone.
All right. Well, you get your vote, but everybody else is too. Jay Martin, I think that Robin Williams could be an interesting pick. So there. Don't listen to Doug.
Terrible.
Derek said that Jay needs to go.
Hmm. Why?
Martha said, no reason. He just says that he needs to go.
Uh-huh.
Martha said, I bet you Leno beats all the late night shows in the ratings. It's just that Leno tells it like it is for the network, and they haven't had a good show since who knows when.
Mm-hmm.
Rob said they should replace Leno with Arsenio Hall. Well, they could, Rob, but Arsenio Hall's getting a brand new show himself. He'll be competing in this whole mess at the same time next fall, actually. He'll be added to the late night mix on a different network. Tracy said, I like Fallon, and Leno stinks. Adam said, oh, they're going to go Conan Jimmy Fallon again. Riley said, my advice to Jimmy Fallon, don't trust them. Ken said, and that is a good point. How do you feel if you're Jimmy Fallon in all of this? I mean, you feel excited because you could move up to, like, the greatest late-night show ever. But then, you know, look what happened the last time. History is a weird way of repeating itself. Ken said, Conan got jobbed. NBC should have to live with the awful Jay Leno for eternity. Bill said, I've never been much of a Jay Leno fan, especially after the deal that was the centerpiece of Bill Carter's 1994 book, The Late Shift, which detailed the struggle for the hosting spot on The Tonight Show between Letterman and Leno in the early 90s, following the retirement of Johnny Carson. Paul said, never really cared for either of them. Walter said, Jay should stay. Chris said, Fallon is awful. Mari said, Jimmy Fallon is very funny. Good choice. And there you have it. You can chime in. Facebook.com.
I don't agree with any of you.
There are a few Jay Leno fans there. I'm a Jay Leno fan. I think they should let him stay. But,
of course,
you know,
they should. His ratings are better than everybody else's. That's it. Regardless of... And his jokes are funnier. I mean, his approach to things is just funnier.
And Jay gets a bad... I don't know. I mean, I've met him once, and he seems to be a decent guy. But what really impressed me about him is that... And I don't think you'd ever see Letterman doing this. And I don't know if you'd ever see Kimmel or Fallon doing it. Maybe. But the fact that when the show was in trouble and NBC asked to fire people, Jay Leno took a gigantic pay cut so that he could keep his team together and allow them to stay. And I think that's admirable. Not a lot of people would do that at this point in time.
It's just amazing how these people think over there. It just really is. Speaking of how people think, would you like to update us on the foolishness that is the life of Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, boy, I get to update you on all kinds of things today. Isn't that exciting?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course, I would love to update you on Lindsay Lohan. She is set to go back to court, as we've been talking about for the last 12 years. She's been in court quite a bit lately. But now there's a new star witness for the defense. Lindsay Lohan's former assistant has turned against her. Raider Online reports that Gavin Doyle has been cooperating with prosecutors and is expected to be the key witness at her upcoming trial. She's been charged with lying to the cops in connection with her California car accident last year. She told officers she wasn't driving the car at the time of the accident, but Gavin, who I remember was in the vehicle with her, her assistant was with her, will testify that Lindsay was driving the car that day. And this is the greatest quote ever. Quote, Lindsay will likely be stunned at Gavin's willingness to cooperate with the case against her. Okay, hello? How could she be stunned? We're reporting the story. She knows now.
Huh.
Gavin just wants Lindsay to get her life together. If Lindsay doesn't reach a plea deal on the case, Gavin will testify against her, and he won't be forced to do it. So there you go. Now, Lindsay Lohan also didn't care about Charlie Sheen's comments over the weekend. He wanted to, if you didn't hear, he wanted to be her mentor. He wanted to help her pay her taxes, help her get back on her feet, and then help mentor her back to health, because... who wouldn't want Charlie Sheen as a life coach?
Right.
Sources tell TMZ that while Lindsay appreciates what Charlie has already done for her, she would never take him up on the offer for mentorship. And the insider adds that Lindsay knows her life is out of control, but doesn't believe in the idea of it takes one to know one.
All right.
We should get a theme for the Lindsay Lohan update of the day.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh, yeah, Michael, we haven't brought Michael up to date on drama.
He has no idea what your da-da-da-da is.
I think there's a button for that, Michael. When you look and see if you can find, I asked yesterday for da-da-da-da to be put on a button, and I know it was put in some permanent place. So we'll let Michael see if he can find it.
Colored it like neon green.
No,
that's a red shot.
No. This is
like drama music.
Da-da-da-da. Yeah, we pledged to get rid of drama in our lives. Jennifer
has. We're just going to talk about it on the radio.
Yeah, right.
We get rid of it in our lives, but we're going to talk about it here.
Well, we all of us have too much drama in our life, and I just decided to go cold turkey this past weekend and get rid of all the drama in my life.
You know, there is a great Mary J. Blige song called No Drama.
There was another good song that I heard about yesterday by Jason Mraz. I'm going to find what that song is or where it is. At any rate, the story of LaToya Jackson making some money off of her dead brother's children.
It's a happy story.
Isn't she on Celebrity Apprentice now?
She is. It started up on Sunday, and mm-hmm. she is on Celebrity Apprentice, and right. she's ready to make some money off of the kids, Prince, Paris, and Blanket.
That's sweet.
Yeah. She signed them, actually, to her new talent agency and is acting as their manager, which means she'll get 15% of whatever they earn. They're her only clients. And although her brother was private about his kids, LaToya is hoping to exploit them a little, make a little cash for everybody, and is already shopping a reality show. That'll be huge if it goes through, featuring the three kids with Oprah Winfrey's own network. Right. They're interested in the tune to $10 million for that show. That's huge for a reality show. Prince seems to be the first, of course, to land a career in showbiz. We've talked about him working on 90210. He was a correspondent for Entertainment Tonight just recently. Paris is expected to shoot her first film later this year. And LaToya has denied all allegations that, she's received any payment for any of their individual ventures at this point.
All right, so she's on Celebrity Apprentice. Donald Trump bragging about the ratings. He's always number one. Apparently that is not quite the case, though, Jen, right, in terms of ratings?
Well, you know, actually, he actually does really well with Celebrity Apprentice, and I'm not sure. Do you have a story on what the ratings were? Because I haven't seen them yet for Sunday.
Yes. The lowest-rated premiere ever for the Celebrity Edition. Only 5.5 million people watched on Sunday night, down about 30% from last year. And there's nobody on that who's likable other than Mary Lou Henner.
Oh, that's not true.
Who's likable?
Oh, no. Trace Atkins. Hello.
Yeah.
Brett Michaels.
Ah, he just
Hello.
So bothers me. He is such a... He bothers me. I love him.
Are you nuts?
Why? Yeah, I am nuts, apparently. What is there about him to like?
Brett Michaels?
Yeah.
He's a likable guy. He's
Why?
Funny. He's, like,
he
down to earth. Yeah.
When
he won the Celebrity Apprentice last time he was on. Although he did get voted off this first round. We won't talk about that.
Yeah,
but Trace Atkins, give me a break. You like him. He was on the show.
Yeah, he's okay.
And if you don't like him, I may have to call him and tell him.
There it is.
Thank you, Michael.
There we have it.
Don't make me call my friend Trace. And for those of you that don't know, Trace Atkins actually voiced my voicemail message.
Yeah, it's on her phone. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. I had to turn it off because most people were getting so confused by,
this is Trace.
Mm-hmm. I had to take it off for a little while.
So listening to his voice, if you ever heard Trace Atkins, you know that most people, men and women, both consider him to be a man's man. He's a manly man. And so he does not have the crisis in his life that many other men who are his age have, his age and older. There is a crisis that has actually not been seen before. Has to do with diet and the way people are living their lives. Men who are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s are losing energy, not able to perform. They don't have the strength that they used to. Even the individual men, Jennifer, do not have the strength that they used to have. But in general, men just don't have what they used to have.
Tell me
and
about it.
Most doctors say it's because there's not enough testosterone in their system. Thus, the need for T-Gen and the product T-Gen.
That's why I put my name on the product.
Which, yeah, right. Good for you. T-Gen. Thank
right.
you.
Mm-hmm.
If you are, there are a lot of people who have had great success with this. If you've had it and you want to send the info along to me, I'll read your information along with what some folks have had to say about what's improved in their life, what's in terms of desire, what's increased, how their muscles after they exercise seem to have much more to them. It's all because they're adding testosterone back into their life. This is the all-natural way to get it into your system. There are a lot of these products around. This one is the best by far, and you'll find out for yourself with the ability to call 800-631-6443 and get T-Gen, and you get Nitro Boost, two different bottles, but in terms of taking them together, makes a lot of sense because of what they do to your system. Nitro Boost raises free testosterone as it spreads through your body, makes everything healthier, and you're happier. 800-631-6443 1-800-981-6443. Improved performance. You're a supercharged human being when you're taking T-Gen. The Nitro Boost helps. And by the way, when you mention Doug Steffen, as you call 800-631-6443, you'll get two bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free. So order T-Gen now and make your body perform better and feel better the natural way. 800-631-6443.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars.
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Discover card?
Yes. Hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right. Every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog corn ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jennifer and Doug on the Good Day program. Here's news about the news.
The schnooze.
A Rasmussen poll, as Rasmussen is...
Rasmussen.
Mm-hmm. Rasmussen, reporting on the news media. The poll shows that the industry has a lot of repair work to do. Really? Most consumers polled think the news reported by the news media is generally untrustworthy. 6% say the news media is very trustworthy. 56% of those polled cite broadcast and cable television, even though it's their primary source of information, they know that it's biased.
It's really? News entertainment.
Apparently. What isn't mm-hmm. there? Newsotainment?
Like wrestling, sports and right. entertainment.
Newsotainment, yes.
Yeah.
10% say they rely on newspapers every day as their main source of news. 7% say they get most of the news from radio. Majority of those asked believe news media reports are not necessarily trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you about what?
But yet, the news people, is not necessarily trustworthy.
Right, yeah. Exactly. That's about
you have
it.
To consume a lot of it to get an idea of what the story really is, that's for sure.
All right, so what do we make of Brendan Fraser and the stories about him trying to reduce the amount of money that goes to his wife? His average...
he's broke. I think we should all try to be so broke. Okay.
I was looking at the Variety says he's making $205,000 a month.
Right. No, here's the story. Brendan Fraser, apparently he spends a lot of money every month. He's the star of The Mummy. He's had some other big films. He's trying to reduce the $50,000 a month in alimony payments that he sends his ex-wife. And he recently followed documents to prove that his financial situation is dire. Right. And he can no longer afford the hefty sum. According to papers, Fraser makes over $205,000 a month and spends $112,000 on professional expenses like managers and agents, which leaves him only $93,000 a month to spend.
A
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Shelley Palmer is here to review yet more information about the essence of technology, which can be, it's such a wide-ranging and interesting world. And I love Shelley's take on a lot of these things. For example, today, Jennifer, he talks about Nike's Fuel Band, which measures your movement throughout the day. We'll get a load of this in just a moment here on Good Day.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion gold guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, just over a year ago, Nike released its Fuel Band line to the public. You've probably seen them, even if you've never heard the name before. A thin black electronic wristband, the Fuel Band tracks all of your physical activity. It measures your movement in Nike Fuel, which is a way to consolidate all of your movement into one metric. You start your day by saying how much Nike Fuel you want to generate. Then you just go about your business. If you hit your mark, the wristband flashes gold so that you and everyone around you knows you've moved a lot that day. Nike just released some stats about how much its user base of 11 million members work out. The 409 billion Nike Fuel points tallied up in the past year are equivalent to 44 million marathons. And the 1 billion Nike Fuel points earned every day are enough to power over 6,700 houses. Now, where's a human-sized hamster wheel when you really need one? Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Don't wait for your tax refund. Get your rack pre-fund at Rent-A-Center. Right now, you're pre-approved to buy any name brand flat screen TV, computer, appliance, or furniture set up to $2,500. Take it home today and pay it off in 90 days, same as cash, when your tax refund arrives. Everyone's pre-approved for the rack pre-fund. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details. Pre-approved means no credit check or credit required. Final amount of pre-fund eligibility based on available income. 90 days, same as cash, not valid in Vermont.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Matchbox is celebrating 60 years of providing your children with unstoppable vehicles for heroic adventures. More now on Matchbox from Brian Osich on Good Day.
To commemorate its six-decade anniversary, Matchbox is kicking off a three-month national campaign that honors heroes in training. Matt Peterson is the Vice President of Marketing at Mattel.
60 years ago, when Matchbox was created, it was all about letting kids play out their own adventures and celebrating the heroes in their lives. Today, kids can have that same experience. They can imagine, they can role play, they can become policemen or firemen, and they can play that out through Matchbox toys and playsets.
The campaign includes a promotion for fans to purchase Matchbox diecast cars for just 60 cents from March 4th through March 10th, and a hero contest with a chance to win a college scholarship.
Parents can submit a picture and a caption of their child between the ages of 3 and 10, dressed up as their favorite real-life hero. Submissions will be showcased on the Matchbox Heroes Wanted Facebook page and are automatically entered to win a grand prize, a $60,000 college scholarship.
For more on the contest, visit matchbox.com/heroes. That's Lifestyles from Matchbox.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Our thought for the day today, Jennifer, comes from a fellow named Richard Russo, who's a well-known writer. Have you ever noticed that when people use the expression, "I have to say," what follows usually needn't be said? Ever notice that? I have to say. It's like people say, "The fact of the matter is," and
the
you know
fact
that.
Of the matter is.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.